Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, welcome. It is the 14th day of August 2007, and so much is happening that I didn't stay in bed today. So if I sound grumpy or tired or irritable, it's because I'm running a fever and I got a weird summertime cold that half the people I know in Austin seem to have. That's probably the chemtrails. Lord knows what's going on these days. But I am here because there's clear evidence that Ron Paul was directly cheated in the Iowa straw poll. It was going to be a key benchmark for him. And it always takes a few days to collate the data and to flush it out and to see more of it develop. And it certainly has in a big way. We've got a guest coming on in about 30 minutes with the Sunshine Project up in Iowa, who has been suing the government over these Diebold machines and trying to block them. They were there doing their own exit polls. They have a bunch of affidavits of people who were voting for Ron Paul, and they can show statistically that he should have gotten more votes than he did receive. Realize that 26,000 people purchased straw poll voting tickets. You've got to pay to get in and then eat at these three different facilities there. They have their nested together, the three different polling places. But the, and these are adults buying tickets to vote, making them eligible to vote, and only 14,302 supposedly voted. Though there were more than 5,000 Ron Paul supporters at just one of the major voting places. There were Ron Paul people taking over basically everything. Do you really believe that there were only 1,300 Ron Paul votes? Do you really believe that for a single solitary second? But that's not where the proof even starts or ends. Got a big stack of it here in front of me, and we're going to be going over that because this is important, because this is foreshadowing of what's going to happen with Ron Paul across the country. Now, the New York Times and others are spinning it. This is a victory for Paul that, well, he showed up fifth, showing that he's not just an internet candidate or an internet insurgent, as some have called him. The truth is, if Ron Paul would have won the straw poll, which I believe he clearly did, he's won every other major poll after each debate, whether it's text messaging, one message per person, one vote, whether it's IP, internet, where it's IP address, you can only vote once. They claim that calling old ladies on average in key demographic areas who have three channels of television, you know, shows because Ron Paul shows up 3% in the vote, that shows that he isn't a viable candidate. No, it's two different worlds, two different segments of society. But the on-the-ground force of Ron Paul acolytes, Ron Paul supporters, Ron Paul revolutionaries, was massive. So we'll be going over that after the break. Also, we have the PrisonPlanet.com public forum. We have the private forum for members on PrisonPlanet.tv. I have a bunch of questions here that people have posted, several hundred since I ended the show yesterday. People want me to comment on. I'll comment on a few of those, as many as I can. And we've got Jerome Corsi joining us because he's about to leave town and go to Canada, where they're banning any protest or demonstration of the North American Union Summit going on up in Canada, up in French Canada. So that is coming up as well in the second hour. It is Tuesday, the 14th day of August. The websites are PrisonPlanet.com, PrisonPlanet.tv, and InfoWars.com and InfoWars.net. Stay with us.
Now, you can bring Berkey purification power anywhere with the Sport Berkey filtration bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon 222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22 ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv. Did you know that we ingest toxins and harsh chemicals every day from the foods and alcohol we consume, the water we drink, and the OTCs and prescription medications we take? Thankfully, our liver neutralizes the effects of these toxins and eliminates them from our bodies before they can do too much damage. The fact is, the liver performs over 500 vital functions in the body, from aiding digestion to removing toxins and maintaining good health. So why not give your liver the help it needs with Live 52, the world's best-selling all-natural liver support formula, prescribed by more than 200,000 doctors in over 76 countries. It's backed by more than 300 clinical trials and studies. Live 52 is the most researched herbal formula for the liver. So if you want to detoxify and protect the liver, Live 52 is for you. Live 52 delivers a broad range of health benefits for everyone. To order Live 52, visit researchedherbs.com or call 1-800-973-1482. That's researchedherbs.com. Call toll-free 1-800-973-1482 and tell them Alex Jones sent you.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
David Rockefeller's best buddy, Brooke Astor, died at 105 last night. And no doubt descended directly into Hades. Very evil woman. She's down there with Lady Bird Johnson right now. Very serious situation with the straw poll in Iowa. And, of course, portends, omens, foreshadowing of things to come with the election fraud. I didn't talk a lot about Turd Blossom. And if the president calls him that, we should call him by his name. He is addressed in cabinet meetings as a Turdy or Turd Blossom. Bush addresses everyone with an excrement name. Shows serious mental illness. Yes, that's your Christian conservative leader. We're going to play a Keith Olbermann clip here about that, and then I want to contrast that with the worshiping, fawning, little compilation of Chris Matthews and others about the boy genius, superstar, mastermind behind everything. This is the guy that said they controlled reality. Well, let's go ahead and at least play part of this Olbermann clip. We probably won't play all of it. You can watch the whole thing at PrisonPlanet.com right now. But here is Keith Olbermann laying it out. Now, in reality, Karl Rove ran absolutely nothing. I mean, they had the policies that the globalists give them, that Kissinger, as a legate of the New World Order, directs to them. And then, I mean, I guess Rove got to decide which color to paint the 18-wheeler they run over the American people at high speed. I mean, I guess I mean, he did get to decide kind of how the silverware is arranged on the table, but not what the main course is or who's invited to dinner or who's being eaten. So let's go ahead and go to this piece.
Good evening. The surge will salvage Iraq. The president's poll numbers will bounce back. The Republicans have a very good chance of keeping the White House next year. Our fifth story in the countdown, Karl Rove's exit interview predictions as he resigned from the White House today while under congressional subpoena. John Dean, Howard Feynman, and Rove biographer Jim Moore presently. But the Rove story may have been summarized by a question barked out to President Bush by the estimable CBS News White House correspondent Bill Plant just after the president and Mr. Rove embraced. Quote, if he's so smart, how come you lost Congress? The man known alternatively as the architect, Bush's brain, or turd blossom, is leaving, like so many before him, to spend time with his family, or because August is the optimum time for resigning. Well, yeah, those are the most recent versions. Mr. Rove chose the Wall Street Journal as the vehicle to initially announce his decision, explaining that he first told President Bush that he wanted to go over a year ago, but he didn't want to quit after the Democrats had won Congress. Then he planned to leave after the State of the Union, but Iraq and immigration issues required his attention. Then White House Chief of Staff Josh Bolton told senior staffers that if they stayed past September, they would have to stay as long as the president was in office, which the Wall Street Journal reports sealed this deal. Mr. Rove told NBC News today he had settled on an August departure date before Mr. Bolton's announcement. He also told reporters that even though he and the president talked about him leaving for more than a year, they both mutually reinforced each other's, quote, bad behavior by finding excuses not to talk about a firm date. And you wonder how Iraq happened. Officially, Rove is off the clock at August 31st at midnight. He and the president choosing to formally announce the decision on camera this morning on their way to a shared vacation in Texas.
Karl Rove is moving on down the road. We've been friends for a long time, and we're still going to be friends. I would call Karl Rove a dear friend. We've known each other as
stop it right there for
youngsters.
A minute. I mean, listen to him laying on the fake Texas colloquialisms now. He's moving on down the road. He's a good old boy. You can trust him. I mean, again, I don't care if you're a blue blood, you know, New World Order opium runner like the Bushes are. I mean, if you're from Kennebunkport, Maine, so be it, and related to the Queen on every side of your family. But just please, stop making Texans look bad. Worldwide, people hate Texans now and make fun of us and stare at anybody in a cowboy hat because this dyed-in-the-wool, ultra-Yankee likes to sit up there and, oh, boy. It's just all part of the fakeness, the fake Texas behavior, all of it. Here it is. Just go back to him.
He's interested in serving our state. We worked together so we could be in a position to serve this country. And so I thank my friend. I'll be on the road behind you here in a little bit.
A little bit? Like 526 days? For his part, Mr. Rove says he has no firm plans except to write a book about the Bush presidency, the tone of which we may have gotten a preview of today.
Mr. President, I'm grateful for the opportunity you gave me to serve our nation and you. I'm grateful for being able to work with the extraordinary men and women that you've drawn into this administration. And I'm grateful to have been a witness to history. It has been the joy and the honor of a lifetime. I've seen a man of far-sighted courage put America on a war footing and protect us against a brutal enemy in a dangerous conflict that will shape this new century. I've seen a leader respond to an economy weakened by recession, corporate scandal, and terrorist attacks by taking decisive action to strengthen the economy and create jobs. I've seen a reformer who challenged his administration, the Congress, and the country to make bold changes to important institutions in great need of repair.
So your book will be found in the science fiction aisle? Mr. Rove is leaving while a Senate subpoena hangs over his head. Presently, John Dean will join us to discuss the legal aspects there. First, to analyze this August surprise, our own Howard Feynman, also senior Washington correspondent for Newsweek magazine. Good evening, Howard.
Good evening, Keith.
Mr. Rove told us he's not going to be working with a candidate or even the Republican nominee for president next year. Why am I not believing him?
Well, because you've been covering him, Keith, and so have I for many years. I go back with George Bush and Karl Rove almost as far back as they go with each other. They are one brain, And what Karl Rove is going to do down in Texas, I think, having talked to some people in the White House and friends of his outside, and knowing how he operates, is once he gets his feet on the ground back in Texas, once he makes sure his kid's okay in school and his family's happy back there, once the Republicans pick a nominee, I think you're going to see Karl Rove and George Bush serve the function in the next presidential campaign of taking the attack to the Democrat, who they fully expect to be Hillary Clinton. The biggest news that Karl Rove made in that interview that he did with Paul Hugo
right
of
the
Wall Street Journal.
See, this is total theater. A, Karl Rove sets no policy and runs nothing. Okay? This is all part of the important illusion of the elites that the British learned hundreds of years ago, that the Romans perfected thousands of years ago, of having puppet leaders and puppet advisors who then get all the heat. They're like birdcage liner. And after they've been soiled, they just remove them and put new ones in. Fox News, Roger Ailes, Rupert Murdoch have admittedly, we've been doing this for 5 years, it's been in the news for two, are behind Hillary. They are clearly positioning themselves in the Republican Party to pass the baton to her. And see, this is where you're going to see now Keith Olbermann turn into a New World Order type. It's okay to bash Bush and talk about corruption as long as it's all blamed on him. But now you're starting to see the conversion. Oh, they're going to line up against that darling Hillary who was narcotics trafficking with Bush Sr. 20 years ago. I mean, this just never ends. So go ahead and go back to it.
Was when Rove said that he fully expected Hillary Clinton to be the nominee and that she was a tenacious but fatally flawed candidate.
Whoa.
The themes that he enunciated out there on the White House lawn about the war on terror, about tax cuts and so forth, are the ones that Bush and Rove, in the service of the Republican Party, are going to take on the attack next year.
Why the variety of formal stories, though? I mean, first this was supposed to be in response to Bolton's edict about Labor Day. Then he said no, the August date had been set before Bolton made that edict. Then it was to be with his family. Then it was Dana Perino's explanation that August is your prime retirement month. Why so many stories, and what are they glossing over or covering up?
Well, I think they're glossing over the fact that this was the quietest time to sort of sidle out of town. The notion that he was taking orders from Josh Bolton is ridiculous. It was Karl Rove who hired Josh Bolton. Josh Bolton doesn't tell Karl Rove what to do. Karl Rove and George Bush are joined at the hip. But now is the time to leave. It was a quiet time. It was long enough after 06 that Rove wouldn't look like he was being run out of town. It's long enough after the Libby story and after Congress had pretty much played its investigative hand on the U.S. attorney story. And I think that's the reason why. Also, one thing here, Keith, the silence has been deafening from Republicans, from Republican presidential contenders, from members of Congress who, by the way, are out of town, another good reason for Rove to leave now. I haven't heard a word from any Republican leader about Karl Rove because they don't like Karl Rove. And the reason they don't like Karl Rove is that his sole focus has been on George Bush. This notion that Karl Rove's aim was to build a new Republican majority a la McKinley is ridiculous. His only mission was to get George Bush elected.
See, you're hearing truths with half-truths and then lies. What you just heard there is true. Their job has been to destroy the Republican Party, and it always has been. And to turn it into a mechanism for globalism, for the New World Order, for hegemony, and to demonize our name worldwide. And so you hear this writer go back and forth, truth, and back into lies, back into spin, back into half-truths, back and forth, basically confusing the population. If the Republican leadership wanted to win, they would have followed policies that were popular and constitutional. Just so happens that constitutional issues are popular, wildly so. You see, that's the thing. Ron Paul is popular with anyone that looks at his policies because his policies just so happen on every issue to be wildly lined up with the views of the American people. And then you have the Republicans and Democrats who try to put on this farce, put on this WWF thespian theatrical playhouse event for us. And unfortunately, 20-30% of the public is still buying into it. The rest of us have woken up that it is staged, as in theater, as in theatrical, as in Shakespearean play, as in Macbeth, as in Romeo and Juliet. And I've had it. And I can't believe that scumbag is coming back to Austin, Texas. You know, one day I was in a store shooting my mouth off about him. Well, I'll tell you what happened when we get back.
The Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us up the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluating. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to prevent your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They've both maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them both until now, your cash would actually have the buying power of only $4,800, but your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call me, John Ballman, today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
Got Walter Ruddy popping in for about 5 minutes in the next segment. He's there in Iowa, a local anti-fraud activist who's been involved exposing these voting machines. Michael Rivera is going to join us for about 5 minutes, too, with an article he's put out and what really happened, the Iowa straw poll, fuzzy math. We're just going to break down the facts here coming up in about 10 minutes when we start that next segment. Now, contrast Keith Olbermann and frankly, a lot of the disinfo about Karl Rove, this myth that he runs everything. Contrast Keith Olbermann, who I still like, with Chris Matthews and others. This is a compilation of just gushing worship. And I did watch some television yesterday, and it was even worse than whoever put this compilation together. Here it is.
I think Rove is really smart. If you've ever talked to him, he's almost got almost like a blinders on. He looks right in the eye, and he talks faster than I do. Really fast, right in your face, totally intent on you. And it's really like talking to a fire hydrant.
Karl Rove loves politics. He's awfully smart.
He's not only the mastermind behind everything, he's the president's senior advisor, a mastermind behind the two successful runs for the White House.
Political genius. Bush's brain, some of the labels put on Karl Rove.
Brilliant tactician.
Boy genius, Bush's brain, the architect. Karl is brilliant, he is funny, and he's a passionate advocate.
We should be congratulating Karl Rove for a long, successful run. This is a guy who elected a president twice, who's known as one of the most brilliant political activists of our time.
Hey, Stephanie, do you share the same sentiments about Karl Rove this morning?
Well, I think that he is clearly a brilliant mind.
Karl Rove is a superstar. He is very insightful. He's a great friend to the president, and he's also a very broad thinker. He is one of the more intelligent people that I know. He's very quick-witted. He's got a great sense of humor, and the president will miss him.
I can't handle any more of it. It goes on and on. No, he's a degenerate piece of filth that decided to join and serve evil a long time ago. He is an enemy of the Republic, and frankly, I don't want the piece of trash living here in my city, Austin, Texas. And if I ever see him at a barbecue place or I ever see him at the park or the movies, I'm going to walk up and tell him I know he's part of the murder op that was run on 9/11. I'm going to walk right up and go, "You're a murderer, Karl Rove, you piece of trash, piece of filth." All of them. I'm sick of them. His job was to pacify conservatives. And by the way, you New World Order traitor, you failed when it came to your blanket amnesty and your spin. And you don't control reality like you told the Washington Post 2 years ago, that all of us are on the sidelines and only you and the controllers matter. You listen to me, you piece of trash. We're going to take this republic back. We're going to take this planet back with God's help. And if you are still crawling around on the face of the earth, you're going to get seized and drug up and indicted. You're going to be drug up in front of a grand jury and indicted. And then we're going to put you on trial for high treason, you little chicken neck piece of trash. You arrogant piece of filth. You're not that smart. Only a delusional fruitcake would tell the Washington Press Corps at a cocktail party that you control reality. You don't control anything. That's why I'm not glad that Mrs. Astor died at 105, but she was a very wicked New World Order, into eugenics, into this, just one of the richest, most wicked families. And I remembered all the evil things she'd been involved in, but last night I did about 10 minutes of refreshing research, and of course it was worse than I even thought. Just an arrogant, huffy, vain, wicked, elitist, robber baron, made all their money in opium in this country. And it's the great equalizer. You're dead now, aren't you? Just like David Rockefeller and all the rest of them will. All these arrogant people, all these people that are vain and think their power goes on and on and on, and think that all the new technologies are going to extend their lives forever. Death is the great equalizer. It is 100%. And we are all going to taste of it. And you are weak. Because you are afraid of death, and you do everything you can to cling to it for yourself, and you're so envious and jealous of others, and so greedy and covetous. That's why you engage in eugenics and mass extermination and control and degradation of the weak and the innocent, because you enjoy it. You enjoy taking other people's lives. And so I'll say this, I don't shed a tear. I don't shed a tear when you die, when you rattle out your last breath. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Oh, what a beautiful day for the beach. Look, up there in the sky. It's Nonex Man. He's in a dive.
He must have found some ugly toenails on the beach.
Let's go look.
I'm Nonex Man, and your toenails need Nonex Nail Gel. Stop hiding them in the sand. Take them out. Let's see.
Ooh. Oh, I'm so embarrassed.
Don't worry. Now there's Nonex Nail Gel. Use it on your toenails regularly, and they'll look fantastic when you're barefoot.
Oh, I will, Nonex Man.
Well, I'm off to find more ugly toenails.
Don't let Nonex Man find you with unsightly toenails. Buy diabetic-friendly, money-back guaranteed Nonex Nail Gel. It's in the foot care aisle at Supercenters, Walgreens, CVS, Longs, Meijer, Giant Eagle, Car Drug, Snyder's, Duane Reade, Bilo, and Rite Aid.
I'm Dr. Arthur Perry, and I'm a plastic surgeon, and I see a lot of people who come to my office for facelifts and collagen injections. But I want to tell you today about a product that I developed. It's called Night Skin, and it helps your skin look younger without needles, without acid peels, and without a facelift. In 12 hours, it will make your skin seem smoother. In 12 hours, it will stimulate collagen production. And in 12 hours, it will promote elastin growth in your skin. What does this all mean? Well, this is the stuff that makes your skin firm and healthy and helps you look younger. Night Skin is real, and the results are real, and it contains only proven ingredients that work to lighten age spots, smooth the skin, and help diminish the appearance of wrinkles. It's easy, and in 12 hours, you'll see it works. Try it risk-free today.
To order Night Skin risk-free, call 1-800-894-3462. Learn how to get a free bottle by responding to this ad. Call 1-800-894-3462. That's 1-800-894-3462.
Government is best, which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community. Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626. And express your freedom of speech today. Call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show. Because there's a war on for your mind.
Coming up in about 6-7 minutes, we're going to have Walter Reddy on. He heads up Boat in the Sunshine website organization. They're suing the federal government over Diebold machines in the past, in the last election. These have been decertified in Florida, California, many other areas. They still use them. We've had one of their chief, well, vice presidents in California, it turned out was a convicted computer crimes felon, hacker. We've had another engineer from Diebold quit and go public saying he was hired for fraud. Other company chief engineers have gone public. I mean, this is smoking gun stuff. It's in regional papers in Ohio and Iowa and Florida and Texas and Colorado. I mean, hundreds of them, but it's never really national news. HBO had a special on it, but the problem here is we're getting to where we're learning to live with this. So I'm going to throw out about 3 or 4 points. We're going to bring Michael Rivera up for about 5-6 minutes just to give us his take on it. Got an excellent story up on whatreallyhappened.com, Fuzzy Math, the Iowa straw poll, because I want to get his take on it. He's quite the technocrat when it comes to understanding how this how these systems work, and the inside info on it from all of his research, the people and all the people that he's interviewed. But here's the problem. 12,000 more people paid to go in to vote than actually voted. There were 26,000 plus people that purchased tickets, and there were only 14,302 votes. Now, Ron Paul got 1,300 and some change votes, And old Mitt Romney got more than that and got first place. So this isn't fitting in with what common sense would show. Also, we got a lot of callers who were there. I mean, this is just basic feedback. It's not proof, but when added together, it's icing on the cake. Who were there and who would talk to 35 people on average. One fellow said he talked about 35, and four of them didn't vote for Ron Paul. I mean, they're coming out, and he's like, who'd you vote for? Ron Paul, Ron Paul, Ron Paul. 35 people. He said probably more, but roughly 35, and four of them didn't vote for Ron Paul. I've watched all these different newscasts from Iowa. I spent a long time Saturday and Sunday watching local newscasts off websites. As it was happening, I watched some live feeds, and it was seas of Ron Paul signs. You see inside the arena that's got three different polling places inside of it, but four different exits. You just see 80% Ron Paul supporters. I mean, I watched a lot of video. I looked at it very carefully, analyzing it. We're to believe with these just at least 5,000 Ron Paul supporters there that showed up that only 1,300 were able to vote with tens of thousands going in the door. Where are the 12,000 missing votes? A, that doesn't make any sense. And then, of course, we had decertified machines in many other states certified, and then magically you have the malfunction. Now, the malfunction with one machine, first we heard 1,500 votes, then 4,500 votes with that one machine. Then we heard, okay, it was two machines. And then we heard, oh, they had to reset everything. You see, they use one machine breaking down as an excuse to hold everything off, not announce the vote, and then go in and do what they need to do. I can really tell you that not just my gut, but the preponderance of evidence that any fair jury would throw this vote out and say, have a new straw poll. I mean, clearly the vote is in total question, and I would say about 95% chance this was stolen. Ron Paul's trying to be classy and going, well, I'm happy I showed up fifth and, you know, beat all these other people. And there's a lot of spin associated there. Well, they're saying that McCain, who showed up, what, ninth, and you had Thompson, what, at eight, and Giuliani at seven. They didn't really run in the straw poll, which isn't true. Their names were on there. So there's also that spin going against Ron Paul. But clearly, there is something rotten in the state of Denmark. Mike Rivero, I've tried to throw out some of the key points here. Do you have any others, or would you like to comment on those?
Well, you've hit most of the major ones there. What is interesting to note is that in the news coverage of the Iowa straw poll, where they list the results, in a lot of cases, Ron Paul is simply dropped off the list, even though they discuss and report on people who did a poorer showing than he did. And it just really reveals, in a very obvious way, just how scared of Ron Paul the mainstream media and the political elites are. Now, as far as the Iowa straw poll, there's two things to keep in mind. First of all, Iowa is also the state where Pat Buchanan had the election stolen from him, and that was pretty much documented. And, you know, if you go back and you look at that BBC documentary on the stealing of the election in 2000, we're seeing the same thing. You had the election being run by people who worked on the campaign.
I forgot the key point, and we put an article out on this last night at Infowars.net, that, yes, you have one of the national, you know, members of the inner committee for Mitt Romney running the system. And don't forget, the poll was run by the Republican Party to begin with.
And the party itself is very much considers Ron Paul an outsider because he doesn't support the pro-war platform. Now, the other thing, what you were saying is all of these stories about the decertified voting machines and everything being carried in regional news only and never getting to the networks is because the networks themselves own Voters News Service, which is the top of the pyramid of the vote fraud machinery going on. So I am absolutely in agreement with you. I don't believe the results of the Iowa straw poll, and I don't need an investigation to reaffirm what my instincts are already telling me, because you have to remember, the purpose of the election is for some individual to say, I hold the legal authority over you, and the burden of proof is on them to prove that the election by which they claim that authority over us is fair and honest. And if they can't prove it, then we the people are not morally or legally obligated to obey their dictates or to pay their bills.
And Mike, out of the gates, I mean, when you talk about 12,000 missing votes, machines shutting down, 4,500 votes having to be redone, that one of the national members in the inner circle of the Romney campaign running the whole operation, the Republicans running it, decertified machines, and you add the exit polls by different independent groups saying, my gosh, it was almost all Ron Paul, and then you've got Ron Paul people taking over the whole stadium, and then just magically he gets 1,300. We know that's a fraud on its face, but here's the bigger news, and this is what I want Mike Rivera to talk about. What do we do? It's like I've gotten conditioned to accept this. My writers have gotten conditioned. We're so used to them stealing stuff right in front of us now. I mean, I remember a Pat Buchanan in Arizona. He clearly won. I mean, here's an example in the primary. I was there stacking the Scantrons to stick them in the computer counters whenever Pat Buchanan ran in 1996 in the Republican primary. And I remember more than half the ballots were for him. And then he got like 8% of the vote in Travis County. And I was going over to other tables and going, are you seeing Pat Buchanan on these? As the big computers and on the screen were showing that he was losing. I mean, I saw them steal it in Travis County. I have seen it with my eyeballs, Mike. What do we do?
Well, we're going to have to figure out what we need to do, because if we don't have honest elections, then we the people have lost control of the government of the United States, and we are the dictatorship that Bush used to joke about, or still likes to joke about. And we're going to have to get those bad voting machines and systems out of our campaigns by any means possible. And I hate the implications of that, but as we saw going into the Iowa straw poll, the courts are on the side of the vote riggers, because Ron Paul's people went into the judge and said the vote machines they're using are decertified for elections in other states. Why are we using them here? And the judge said, you must use these vote machines. These are what we're going to run the election on.
And these are machines where there's no records, no nothing. It's just a black box. Just trust us. With a company run by a bunch of felons that openly is owned in Ohio, and the owner of the company says, I will deliver votes to Bush.
Yeah, very much so. It has become very open and transparent and very arrogant. And what they're hoping, what the vote riggers are hoping, is that the American people will get used to it, that we'll just accept that it's the way these things are done, that we're not going to take action to try and get these vote machines out of our election systems. And if we don't, if we get used to it, then we have lost the country, and we're going to become just another third world banana republic.
We'll put this together. Exactly. Put this together with everything else happening. PDD 51, John Warner Defense Authorization Act, actually says martial law. I've got an article today where they're going to give New York cops bonuses for, quote, being more aggressive and mean to citizens. I mean, they want everybody to know the feds are paying for cameras to go up coast to coast, you know, even at four-way stops and one-horse towns. I mean, Mike, it's pretty obvious they're going for broke here.
They absolutely are. And here's the thing that everybody needs to think about. Right now, if they stopped here, the American people are okay up to this point with what's going on. So if they're slamming the gate shut and getting ready to do more cameras and more surveillance and more aggressive and more beatdown, it's because they're getting ready to take even more away from us, more of our money, more of our freedoms. This government is so broke they can't even make the interest payments on the debt. And the only way that they're going to pay that debt down, since they have had so much trouble conquering the Mideast's oil, they're going to have to take that money out of us. And any way that they can, they're going to just drive the entire nation down into poverty so that they can pay their own bills just a little bit longer.
I hope the average cop out there listening who they want to enforce this, and the average person in the military, knows this is your future, too, going right down the toilet. I mean, Mike, if we stood up to them, they would probably back off and then try to restructure a little more calmly. But I don't see that. I see nothing but arrogant hubris. Like Karl Rove said, they believe they control reality.
Well, you know, that hubris is their worst enemy, because they have consistently misjudged the environment in which they do their lying and their propaganda, because they've misjudged the impact of the Internet, they've misjudged the impact of radio shows like ours, and they've misjudged just how informed the American people are. And I think they're going to make a big critical mistake at some point, and we're going to see a situation in the U.S. exactly like happened in Romania. 2 weeks before Ceausescu was machine-gunned on national TV, nobody would have guessed that the Romanian people were that close to a revolution. And I think we're likely to see the same event happen here in the United States.
Well, we're in a lot of trouble. I'll tell you what happened. If a revolution starts, they're going to have the illegal aliens through the groups that control them set fires a few places. And then they're going to claim, oh, the revolution is the illegals, and then try to get middle-class America to go along with the police state in the name of stopping the illegals.
Probably they're going to pull every dirty trick that they can. But, again, with all these faked elections being this obvious, with all the lies about 9/11 and weapons of mass destruction in Iraq, getting middle America to believe those lies, that's going to be the real trick. And if they start out one of these deception operations on the hopes that they're going to be believed and then they're not, that's going to be the initiating event that brings the whole mess down.
Well, you're on with us once a month. You're coming up in a few weeks again. Mike Rivero does his own show Saturday mornings from 11 to 1 Central Standard Time right here on the GCN Radio Network. Mike, thank you so much for popping in with that great analysis.
Well, thank you for having me again on the show.
You bet. There goes Mike Rivero, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, shifting gears to Walter Reddy, who was one of the sources for the article that Mike put out, the Fuzzy Math article. Walter Reddy, just real fast out of the gates, tell us about your organization, just in a nutshell, what you've already been doing in Iowa with these machines, and then the exit polling you did that's just a sample, but then fits in with the other groups, Fair Tax and others that did samples, that also showed Ron Paul as winning. Thanks for joining us.
Yes. I'm from Connecticut, but we went out there. It was our group was called Boat and Sunshine. And what we were doing there was to verify the votes from these machines. What we had were verification cards. We had all the people sign them, and we witnessed them, who they voted for. And we got, unfortunately, we wanted to have more volunteers so we could have gotten a higher number, but we got about 6% of the people that voted on those machines.
But if you got 6% and then expand that out to the 14,000 votes that were supposedly cast, what number do you come up with?
Ron Paul had 332, Huckabee 187, Tom Pancredo 150, Romney 90. But the Romney people weren't signing. They were really arrogant. And they were Brownback 62, and then it went down like McCain 4 or whatever. We had 897. Signatures and affidavits. We also had affidavits that were notarized, and those things are more powerful in a court of law. They're like gold.
It's not just your organization, but there were other groups out there doing it. I'm only aware of a couple others. Can you tell me?
I didn't see any other group there. We were at all the exits of where the people were coming out. We also, what scared the Republican Party, we were threatened with being arrested for handing out literature that quoted like the Los Angeles Times, New York Times, HBO documentary. We had 30,000 brochures we were handing to the people. And I was given permission by the Iowa campus police that it was fine.
Well, since we're in America during electioneering, are you not allowed to hand out information? Again, how far has this country fallen? Who threatened you with arrest?
I'll tell you the names. The Sporer was the Republican lawyer that came down on the Iowa police.
Full name, slowly.
Okay. The Iowa police captain, Gene Dessinger, said, you're fine, this is America. He was totally in agreement. He wanted his vote to count, everything. The next day, the heavyweights from the Republican lawyers were pressuring him. They were trying to, they were stopping, holding our people and with arrest that they handed out this literature.
What police group was he with?
Well, he was with the campus police, but he said, look, you know what? They have a contract now. He changed this whole thing from that you could hand out literature now that the GOP has a contract.
Yeah, they always try this. They say private corporations can ban free speech when they want anywhere on the campus. So you're there with 30,000 flyers you're trying to hand out. Did you stand up against them?
Yes, we did. They backed down a little bit, but we got it discouraged some of our volunteers, but we wanted 100, and we only had about 12 left after some of them, got scared away. But the thing that really frightened them was we had counters at every single exit thing, and they knew that we were counting the number of people coming out. So that number was pretty accurate, that 14,000. That's all that voted on those machines. And So I think originally they were going to stuff the ballots because they could hack into them and stuff them with other. That's what we suspect.
Oh, you think they claimed a higher number of ticket sales than people actually showed up?
I think they were originally going to stuff it with more like Romney votes, you know. But they knew we were counting.
But do you get what I'm saying? But do you get what I'm saying? I'm saying then if there were really only 14,000 people there voting, but they claim they sold 20-something thousand tickets. Do you think that that those weren't people that even existed? That was going to be the stuff number.
That could have been. And some of the people from out of state bought them too, just to get into the thing, but. But the thing about it, why this may be another reason why they waited so long. They knew we were had affidavits, sworn affidavits, and they didn't know what our numbers were, how many we collected. So they waited. We were going to wait till after they announced the result at 7 o'clock. The polling stopped at 6, and they were going to announce theirs at 7. We were going to go right after that. We were counting ours. And they waited till 8:30, and I think they found out that we didn't have that many, and that's when they finally came out with their numbers.
Now, I want to go over your numbers again. We're about to break. When we get back, go over those numbers, what your exit polls covering all the exits showed with the 6% sample, and that's a pretty good sample. It's about what mainline media used to do with exit polls. But see, now exit polls aren't announced locally. They're sent up to Voter News Services run by a secret consortium of private media headed up by the AP. So this is what's going to happen. We're going to keep proving the fraud to the people. Stay with us, sir.
It's here after a year in production and traveling to distant lands. My new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription fill. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
You know, I've got so many questions for our guest. I really appreciate the work he's doing Walter Reddy with the Vote in Sunshine Project. The website's voteinsunshine.blogspot.com. We have links to it up on Infowars.com. Paul Watson's doing an article on this right now, a rundown of everything that happened. Bottom line, go through those numbers again and give us your synopsis as somebody who tracks election fraud. Give us your breakdown.
Well, it was Ron Paul only with 6% of the votes that we verified with affidavits and verification cards.
But that's still considered a very good sample.
Yeah. We had Ron Paul at 332, Huckabee at 187, Tancredo at 150, Romney at 90, but Romney, like I said, the Romney people weren't signed, the many signing.
Why do you think they were so haughty and arrogant?
I don't know why. But
guesstimating, what percentage do you think Romney then? I mean, obviously he came and...
I think it was always between Ron Paul and Romney. Romney bought a lot of, Romney bust them all in, Romney paid for them.
So from what you saw, who do you think really won? I mean, from the numbers of Ron Paul people just versus Romney, who won?
It could have gone either way. I mean, there was many, I think Ron Paul, and Alex, I think we can prove this in a court of law that he won this.
So bottom line, Ron Paul at least got second place from...
At least, a close second, yeah.
Yes, yeah, so
he got more than 3,000 votes, really.
So basically it was neck and neck, too close to call. He either got first or second place, and would you say there's clear evidence of fraud then, to have Ron Paul in fifth?
Absolutely. That's what we're going to try to prove, because what we want to do, one of our organizers is a paralegal, and we have an affidavit online that we would like all the people that in Iowa that voted for Ron Paul to download it, fill it out, and send it back to us, because that was solid evidence in a court of law. And if we can get 1,306 votes at least, that'll prove that thing was...
Well, if the Ron Paul campaign called for this to happen, you would get 2,000 or 3,000 people that actually voted for him to do it. The problem is they want to, and we disagree on a few issues, they want to continue to act genteel, and Ron Paul's, well, we showed up fifth, good job, everybody, let's be good sports. Well, when somebody keeps cheating over and over again, this is bigger than Ron Paul. This is our electoral system, this is our voting system, and it's clearly compromised. My goodness, they've been caught coast to coast.
I'm also a plaintiff in a federal lawsuit. Thursday we filed a federal lawsuit against the county auditor, the state auditor, and the Republican chairman for, we wanted to get an injunction to stop these machines, and we brought in, they had 60 Diebold machines there, and we brought in 60 clear ballot boxes, and we wanted them to just set those Diebold machines aside. It was, the judge ruled in favor of the Republican Party.
Yeah, let's be clear, you're also the guys that went down and challenged this.
Yes.
And then lo and behold, you were right. The machines, quote, had the problem.
Yep. And it was the same attorney that put the pressure, that was in the courtroom, put the pressure on the campus police to not even allow us to put out this literature.
What about one of Romney's high-level campaign members running the whole operation? I mean, that right there?
Mary Moisman. And I witnessed her being served with these federal papers, her mouth dropped open. And an hour later, we were serving the chairman of the GOP, and the political director was there. He was hiding somewhere, Ray Hoffman. And so we were going to hand it to the political director. He throws his hands up and he goes, "I'm not touching those."
Stay there. We've got a break for 60 seconds and we'll come back for 5 minutes with you. Then we got Jerome Corsi coming on. This broadcast is available on MP3 CD format at GCNLive.com or call toll free 877-300-7645.